弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考十字架的道理。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our passage about the word of the cross.
我们昨天读完了出埃及记。
Yesterday we have finished the book of the Exodus.
出埃及记最后一章，他谈到摩西照神的吩咐。把会幕里面的各样物品照着次序把它搬进去，然后把会幕立起来。
And the last chapter, Moses was instructed by God to put all the things into the tabernacle.
那我们如果看出埃及记会幕的道理，会发现一个人如果他要进到神面前，自从有了会幕之后，他们就需要透过大祭司才能够直接到施恩的宝座前。
And so, based on the passage, about the tabernacles, we can see that after the tabernacles were established, people can only be able to reach God through the priests.
我们如果记得会幕里面所摆的东西的哈。
If we can remember all the things that are placed inside the temple.
在整个会幕的地区，从进门的时候，第一个碰到的是祭坛。
And as we enter into the tabernacle, the first thing we will see is the altar.
会幕的门口开在东边。
And the door of the tabernacle is open from the east.
所以从东边进了那个布帘之后，第一个碰到的是祭坛。
And so as we enter from the east, we will see first thing is the altar.
然后下一个就是洗濯盆。
And next would be the place to wash with the water.
The basin, 这个 place. The 铜器，这是那个铜的那个洗濯盆。
The basin.
那 basin 这个要洁净，就是要进到圣所之前，一定要先洁净。
And before people enter into the tabernacle, they need to be cleaned.
那现在要进到圣所里面去，只有祭司能进去的。
And only the priest can enter into the tabernacle.
那要进圣所之前，会有一个帘子，一个布幔。
Before they enter, there is a curtain that they need to open.
那进去的圣所之后
，After they enter into the tabernacle,
那正对他前面的就是金香坛。
In front of them is the
altar of incense.
The altar of incense.
然后它的右手边是陈设桌，上面有陈设饼。
And on the right, is the table where they put all the offerings.
那右左手边就是金灯台。
And on the left would be the lamps.
然后在香坛的背后是一个帘子，把圣所跟至圣所分开。
And behind the altar of incense, there is a curtain that would cover.
那在这个帘子后面就是约柜。
And behind the curtain would be the ark.
那这个约柜就是至圣所只有一个东西，就是约柜而已。
And within the Holy of Holy, there is only one thing, which is the ark.
在约柜的上头有施恩的宝，施恩座。
And on top of the ark, there is the mercy seat.
那这个施恩座就是两个基路伯用纯金打造，遮着帘，遮着这个约柜。
And on top of the ark is the two the cherubims that are plated with gold, and then they have wings cover their face and their legs.
它等于施恩座，就等于约柜的盖子。
And so this mercy seat is actually the cover of the ark.
那神就要从施恩座上面跟大祭司讲话，跟摩西讲话。
And so God would talk to the priest or Moses through the mercy seat.
那我们再看这个会幕这些陈设的时候
，As we look at all these things that are within the tabernacle,
我们有没有想过为什么神是这样子吩咐摩西这样子摆设的呢？
Have we thought about why God instruct Moses to place all these things in such way?
如果我们 用一个比较大的眼光去看，一个人从会幕外面要进会幕的时候。
As if we look at it at a higher view, and as a person entering into the tabernacle.
他从门口经过祭坛、洗濯盆到进香坛，然后进到这个施恩座前是一条线。
And from the door all the way to the Holy of Holy, it is one single line.
然后在圣所里面，陈设桌跟灯台是另外一条横线。
And as inside the holy place, there is the table seats as well as the golden lamp. They are perpendicular.
如果我们把它画一条线，这个就是十字架。
As we use a line to cross them, it would actually become a cross.
就是把这一些圣所会幕里面的这些物品全部把它连在一起。
As we connect all these things in the tabernacle together.
那在会幕的时代，其实神已经预设了这个十字架的道理，成为人能够进到施恩座前的一个预表。
In the times of the tabernacle, God have already prophesied that the cross would be a prefiguration of our salvation.
就是会幕本身，它这些各项器物的摆设本身就是一个十字架的道理。
And so the tabernacle itself is a word of cross that have already been built from the word of God.
这个就是旧约是救恩的预表，是影子。
This is the prefiguration of the ancient time.
啊，这是为了要救恩的缘故。
And it is for our salvation.
那到了主耶稣基督以后。
And as we enter into the time of
Jesus, 我们就看到十字架的道理就是整个救恩的中心。
And we can see that the word of the cross is the center of salvation.
那祭坛本身啊，就是要我们如果今天要进到神面前，一定要经过耶稣基督啊这个祭物。
And
他因为主耶稣把他自己献上。
The altar itself is that we need to go through Christ.Who is the sacrifice in order for us to be saved?
那经过耶稣基督，那这个他的牺牲救赎之后，我们才得以洁净。
Because of Lord Jesus' sacrifice, that we can be clean.
那我们才可以再进入到借着祷告进入圣所里面去。
And through prayer, then we can enter into the Holy of Holy.
那主耶稣基督被献上的时候，那个。圣所跟至圣所的幔子就裂开了。
As Lord Jesus sacrificed his life for us, the curtain inside the tabernacle was split in half.
那所以我们借着祷告可以直接到施恩宝座前。
So through prayer we can actually be in front of the mercy seat.
那我们在神面前借着主耶稣基督，我们可以得到属灵的粮食，这个就是我们吃。陈设桌上面的陈设饼。
And through Lord Jesus, we can actually eat this spiritual food that is placed on the table.
主耶稣成为我们的粮食。
Lord Jesus is the food for us.
主耶稣基督是世上的光。
He is the light of the world.
所以这个金灯台所预表的也是这个光。
So this golden lamp also represents this light of the world.
啊，所以会幕。照着这个神的安排立起来之后，那个神的荣光就充满整个会幕。
And through the instruction of the Lord, that this tabernacle was then glorified.
那就是神的荣光，神荣耀在里面。
And because the tabernacle has the glory of God, that's why it shines.
那从此神就与他的选民同住。
And so from that point on, the Lord was living with His people.
那神要与他的选民同行走这条路。
And the Lord will also walk alongside with his people.
神成为百姓的引导，成为他们的保护。
And God become their guide and their protection.
所以选民在整个这个旷野旅程里面，他们要仰望这个圣所，那会幕成为他们生活的中心。
And so the chosen people in their life, they need to look at this this Holy of Holy because this become their salvation, their guide.
这个是会幕, 这个 tabernacle, 是, 百姓是围着这个会幕来生活的。
Because the chosen people are live their lives around this tabernacle.
那我们读完出埃及记之后，我们要来读 哥林多前书。
As we finish reading the book of Exodus, we will read First Corinthians.
那今天从今天开始，我们要读哥林多前后书。
And start from today, we will read First and Second Corinthians.
哥林多前书。 如果用一个主题来概括它，就是十字架的道理。
If we use a theme to talk about Corinthians, it is the word of the cross.
那这个十字架道理是呼应在出埃及记里面会幕所留下的属灵的道理。
And it is to have a connection between the book of Exodus where it left with the message of the cross.
我们知道哥林多教会它是保罗建立的。
We know that a Corinthian church was established by Paul.
在使徒行传18章记载保罗在他第二次的旅程里面建立的哥林多教会。
In Book of Acts chapter 18, the church of Corinthian was established during Paul's second missionary trip.
那保罗在他第三次的旅程当中, 他停留在以弗所教会有3年的时间。
And during Paul's third missionary trip, he stayed in Ephesus for about 3 years.
那在他停留的最后一年里, 他应该写了哥林多前书。
And during his last year in Ephesus, he probably wrote the book of Corinthians.
所以我们现在请看哥林多前书第一章。
So let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们用 一点时间来看一看这一本书，然后来导引我们能够有系统的来读出它的道理。
So let us spend some time so that we can carefully read this book with a coordinate system.
请看第一章第一节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 1.
请读第一节到第三节。
Read chapter 1 verse 1 through 3. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sothenes. Verse 2. To the church of God in Corinth, to those sacrificed in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Verse 3. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里是保罗说他是奉神的旨意，蒙召做使徒。
And here, Paul said that he was called to be an apostle of Christ by the will of God.
那跟他一起具名的是一个弟兄叫索提尼。
And he said this with a brother called Sophetus.
那他们是写信子给在哥林多神的教会。
And they are to write to the church of God in Corinth.
那这个神的教会就是在基督里面成圣蒙召做圣徒的。
And these people live in Corinth are those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy.
所以什么是教会?
So what is church?
教会就是蒙主耶稣基督所呼召，从这个世界所呼召来成圣做圣徒的人。
And the church are those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus and are called by the Lord.
所以教会是圣徒所组成的团体。
So church is a group of people that are called by God.
那这一群被主耶稣所被神所呼召出来的人, 他们都是会求告主耶稣基督的名的人。
And those who are called by the Lord Jesus, they will also call upon Lord Jesus.
基督就是我们的主。
And Christ is our Lord.
所以他说基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。 这个说明耶稣基督在我们生命当中的地位。
Christ is their Lord and our Lord, and that represents the importance of Christ in their life.
所以我们看到哥林多前书就是 保罗他跟着这位弟兄所提尼啊，写信给在哥林多教会的信徒，以及我们现在会求告主耶稣基督的名的人。
And so Paul and this brother Sothetus are to write this letter to the people in Corinth, also to those people who call upon the name of God today.
那索提尼是谁呢？
So who is this Sothenes?
我们先看《使徒行传》第十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
十八章是记载保罗在哥林多传福音的过程。
And chapter 18 talks about the process how Paul preached the gospel in Corinth.
保罗在哥林多的传福音的时候，也遇到很多的逼迫患难。
When he was preaching in Corinth, he also faced tribulations.
那有一些不信的犹太人就耸动犹太人要一起来逼迫保罗跟他的同工。
And some unbelieved Jews, they tried to persecute Paul as well as his co-workers.
但是神在异象里面跟保罗说，你不要害怕，只管讲，不要闭口因为我与你同在。
But in the vision, God told Paul that do not be afraid, preach boldly.
因为在这里，在这个城里面，我有许多的百姓。
Because in this town, there are many of my people.
所以保罗就在哥林多住了一年半。
Therefore, Paul stayed in Corinth about 1.5 years.
就在那里建立起教会了。
And so he established a church there.
请读第十二节。
Let's read verse 12. While Gallio was a council of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him into court.
第十一节，
十三节。Verse 13, this man they charged is persuading the people to worship God in ways contrary to the law.
十四节。
14, just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to the Jews, if you Jews were making a complaint about some misdemeanor or serious crime, it would be reasonable for me to listen to you. 15. But since it involves questions about words and names and your own law, settle the matter yourselves. I will not be a judge of such things. 16. So he had them ejected from the court. 17. Then they all turned on Sothenes, the synagogue ruler, and beat him in front of the court. But Gallio showed no concern whatever.
这里就提到索提尼，他是一个管会堂，他其实是管会堂里面的这个头。
And so here it described that, Sothenes is the synagogue ruler.
那所以索提尼应该这个就是哥林多前书里面所提到同一个人。
So, this Sothenes is probably the same person that is described in the First Corinthians.
他在保罗建立教会的时候，他来信主了。
And he believed while Paul was preaching in Corinth.
很显然，当保罗在第三次旅程停留在以弗所的时候，这个人应该是到以弗所去跟保罗一起。
Obviously, during Paul's third missionary trip, he probably went along with Paul and stayed in Ephesus.
我们现在看回来《哥林多前书》第十六章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 16.
哥林多前书第十六章。
First Corinthians chapter 16.
第十六章的第八节。
16 verse 8. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost.
你看这里，保罗他其实他说主若许我，我想要到你们那边去住一些时候。第七节说的。
Verse 7 says, if I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits.
但第八节说，但是我仍旧要住在以弗所，只等到五旬节的时候。
But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost.
那表示当时候保罗在写信的时候，仍是住在以弗所的。
So indicates that while he was writing this letter, he was still at Ephesus.
那既然索提尼是跟保罗一起具名写这封信，表示他当时候应该是跟着保罗在帮助他传福音的工作。
And so since he and Sothenes wrote this letter together, it means that they were probably they were together in at Ephesus.
那这个当时候啊，保罗他在第三次旅程当中呢，他花了很长的时间留在以弗所，写了很多的书信。
So Paul spent at Ephesus for a very long time and wrote many letters.
那所以其实保罗在他的传福音过程当中，有一些啊来帮助从各地来帮助他的人。你看保罗在写信的时候，有时候提到他们，甚至这一卷书，连所提尼都一起具名。
And so many times when Paul was preaching the gospel, many people help his missionary trips, and he actually mentioned a lot of different names in his letter, and so Dennis was also included.
所以我们知道这个哥林多教会其实是一个非常有恩赐、智慧、有口才的教会。
And Corinthian churches, they are filled with talents and also a grace from God.
因为哥林多这个城市是一个商业的城市。
Because the city of Corinth is a city that has a lot of business.
当时候有很多偶像崇拜的活动在他的这个城市里面，众人都是习以为常的一些习惯。
And because of this this culture in the city, there are many idols that are worshipped inside the city. So it is normal for them to see different idols.
哥林多里面有很多的寺庙，就是很多崇拜很多偶像的。
And so in the city of Corinth, you can see many different temples and idols.
最有名就是崇拜那个维纳斯女神，就是希腊神话里面的那个女神，很漂亮那个。
The most famous idol that we can probably know is the Venus.
那这个哥林多当时候成为一个放纵情欲的代表名词。
And Corinth is a word that represents a lust.
因为当时候哥林多的文化就是放纵情欲的人。
Because the culture in Corinth is filled with lust.
我们就可以看出当时候整个社会，就是哥林多教会他们当时候所处的环境是腐败，是淫乱的。
So the church in Corinth, the society that they were in, it was filled with lust.
那为什么保罗他需要写这封信呢？
So why did Paul need to write this letter?
我们从这本书里面看到，是因为有人从哥林多的地方到以弗所来帮助保罗，带来了一些消息，哥林多教会所发生的事情，所以保罗他现在知道一些问题出现。
And so we can see from the book that some people from Corinth traveled to Ephesus and brought some news about the church in Corinth, and therefore Paul knew about the situation here.
所提尼可能是其中的一个消息来源。
And so Sothenes is probably one of those people that brought the news to Paul.
因为他本来就在哥林多里面管会堂的。
Because originally he was from Corinth and he was the synagogue ruler.
那第二个来源应该是第一章的第十一节，这个格莱士家里的人到保罗那边去报告了一些消息。
And the second source is probably from Chloe's household, which is mentioned in verse 11.
格莱士的家里的人对我提起弟兄们说你们中间有纷争的事。
And my brother, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you.
那表示所以当时候这个哥林多教会有一些纷争，现在这样一个事情对当时候教会信徒产生了很大的困扰。现在这个消息带给保罗，希望保罗能够处理。
And so, based on this news that there are quarrels in the church of Corinth, and they brought this news over to Paul and hoping that Paul can try to help and solve the issue.
所以哥林多前书从第一章到第四章，基本上保罗就是针对教会出现纷争结党的事情提出他的教导。
And so from chapter 1 through chapter 4, Paul tried to emphasize and and try to solve the issue of quarrels within the church.
它里面是有纷争、有结党，就是说有一些人是属于不同的派别的。
And some are within the church, they are divided into different groups.
哦，那对教会是一个很大的损失。
And as for church, it is a great loss.
啊，因为在整个十字架道里面是要神跟人合一的。
Because from the message or the word of cross is that man and God need to be united.
我们人需要跟神合一。
Man needs to be united with God.
人也需要跟人合一。
And God needs to be united with man as well.
在主耶稣基督的福音里面，合一是一个很重要的核心。
In the message of Lord Jesus Christ, unity is a very important a message.
这是为什么主耶稣最后分离祷告的时候，他这样子祈求。
And that is why when Lord Jesus prayed by himself, he said this.
我们请看约翰福音第十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章
John chapter 17
第十一节
Verse 11
请读第十一节
Verse 11 I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
你看这里特别提到说要主耶稣求父啊，求天父能够因着他的名能够保守所有的信徒能够真的合为一。
And so in here it mentioned that Lord Jesus was praying to God, so that he can protect them by the power of Lord Jesus' name.
哦，那么真的能够像父与子完全合一一样。
So that they can be united just as the Father and the Son.
那但是在哥林多教会现在出现的纷争。
But in Church of Corinth, now they have a quarrels and division.
不一样的群体没办法合一的。
And different groups, they cannot be united.
所以现在保罗知道这样的一个情况，他特地写信要来指出教会有分灯结党的错误。
And so now he knew about this situation. He needs to point out that there are divisions in church.
那到了第五章以后，
As he continued on in chapter 5,
第五章第一节
chapter 5, verse 1,
他就听到教会有一些容忍淫乱的事情存在。
And he heard that there is actually immorality among the people.
那 这样一个淫乱的事情不但没有造成信徒的忧伤，反而有人还自高自大认为说教会非常的宽大，可以容忍各种不同的人存在。
And because of this existence of sexual immorality, church did not feel a sorrow about this, but yet they feel that they can accept all different kinds of people.
第六章第一节提到，他听到信徒当中有互相诉讼的事情。
And chapter 6, it also talks about a lawsuit.
啊，所以第五章第六章就点出了保罗当时候指导教会处理淫乱跟信徒当互相诉讼的这个争议要怎么解决。
And chapter 5 and chapter 6 as it talks about sexual immorality and also lawsuits and he discussed how to solve these issues.
那这个是第二个部分，保罗他为了要处理教会的问题。
And this is the second part.So that he can try to solve the issues in church.
那第三个理由，他写信就是从第七章开始的。
And the third reason that he wrote this letter is starting from chapter 7.
第七章第一节就说，论到你们信上所提到的事情。
And chapter 7 verse 1 it says, Now for the matters you wrote about.
那表示当时候哥林多教会有人特别写信给保罗，提到了他们不明白的一些问题询问保罗的意见。
And so it means that there are people from the church of Corinth that wrote letters to Paul so that they can ask questions about to Paul and ask him to solve the issues.
所以第三个部分就是保罗要解决信徒的疑问。
So the third reason he wrote this letter is so that he can solve the questions from the members.
当时候他们的疑问分如果把它归纳起来应该有七点。
And if we can summarize the questions the member have is that we can have seven different points.
第七章第一节这里提到是有关于男女嫁娶的问题。
And starting chapter 7 verse 1, it talks about the marriage.
哦，所以从第一节到第二十四节都是在论这个男女的关系。
From chapter 7 verse 1 through 24, it all talks about a marriage within brothers and sisters.
那到了第二十七章二十五节又提到又论到同生的人啊，这个就是论到独生的问题。
And starting verse 25, he talks about the virgins.
哦，所以第二个要回答的疑问就是有关于要不要结婚的这个难题了。
And starting verse 25, it discusses whether people should marry.
因为那时候信徒普遍认为说主耶稣再来的日子近了，所以有人主张不要结婚。
And because some people believe that Lord Jesus will come again soon, and therefore there is no need to have a marriage.
那当时候保罗也把他的意见很公开的向信徒们啊来分享他怎么看法。
And so Paul openly expressed his opinion to the members.
他特别提到是他自己的意见。
He especially emphasized that this is his own opinion.
但是第七章四十节，他觉得说，哎，他的这样想法其实是有神的灵感动所讲出来的话。
But in verse 40, he said that in his own judgment, he think that he said this through the Spirit of God.
其实我们今天在这个社会也碰到这样的问题了。
And today in our society, we also face the similar situation.
当在主里面找不到适当对象的时候，我们到底要怎么办？
So when we cannot find a suitable partner within the church, what should we do?
是要到外邦去找不信的呢，还是单身呢？
Should we go out to find someone who is an unbeliever, or should we stay single?
那在读更多前书的时候，我们可以思考这个问题的。
As we read this First Corinthians, we can think about this question.
第三个问题是第八章第一节的。
And the third question is from chapter 8 verse 1.
就是论到有关吃祭偶像之物。
It talks about a food sacrifice to idols.
那这个问题呢，保罗用三章的篇幅来解决。
And for this question, Paul used three chapters to try to explain.
所以第八章、第九章、第十章，这三章都在论有关于吃祭偶像的问题，以及这个吃喝享受的这些信徒当时的习惯。
And so chapter 8, chapter 9, and chapter 10 all discuss the problem of eating food sacrificed to idols as well as the food that they eat in their culture.
有人觉得说无所谓。
Some people believe that it doesn't matter.
因为认为偶像算不得什么。
Because they think that idol is nothing.
信耶稣之后成为自由了。
As we believe in Lord Jesus, we are free.
但是有关于这个问题，保罗特别提出要小心。
ButFor Paul, he tried to make his point that we should be careful about this.
八章第九节说
chapter 8 verse 9 says,
请读。
Chapter 8 verse 9, be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak.
那这里提到说，不要把自己的自由成为别人软弱人的绊脚石。
Do not exercise your freedom and become a stumbling block to others.
那到最后保罗的结论是什么呢？
So what is Paul's conclusion about
this? 结论在第十章提出来。
He described it in chapter 10.
第十章的第二十节。
Chapter 10 verse 20. No, but the sacrifice of pagans are offered to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to be participants with demons.
第二十一节。
Verse 21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons.
所以其实有关祭偶像的物，保罗在这里他的教导很清楚，我们不能够吃主的筵席，又去吃鬼的筵席。
So Paul has a clear instruction on the food sacrifice to idol, that is, we cannot partake both the Lord's table and the table of demons.
好，所以在这一个有关于祭偶像的物里面，特别提到有关于统领基督的身体，就是领圣餐的意义。
And in here also emphasize on partake the Lord's table, which is taking the Holy Communion.
那第四个问题就是从第十一章开始的。
And the fourth question is from chapter 11.
就是论到有关女人蒙头的问题。
And it discusses about whether women should cover their head.
好，那这个问题就有关于这个妇女在教会里面所当扮演的角色的问题了。
And so it also emphasizes the role of women in church.
那在同一章里面也提到了这个有关于领受圣餐的时候，当时候教会混乱的情形，保罗提出一个很严正的教导。
And in the same chapter, it also discusses the instructions how to partake the Lord's Holy Communion.
第五个问题从第十二章开始。
And the fifth problem is discussed in chapter 12.
就是第一节说，弟兄们，论到属灵的，有关于属灵的事，恩赐的问题。
And things concerning to the spiritual stuff.
好，那就是在教会里面有各种不同恩赐的人，有为了要建立基督的身体，主耶稣基督给人有不同的能力，有不同的职分。
And so this is about spiritual gifts. And as the Lord established churches, people are given different talents and gifts.
那为了解决这个属灵的这个问题呢，用三章的内容，所以十二、十三、十四章都在论到有关于这个属灵的恩赐，还有什么就是最大的恩赐。
So he used three chapters, chapter 12, 13, and 14, to discuss what is the importance of the spiritual gifts.
好，那到了第十五章，这是第六个问题。
And in chapter 15, it is talking about the sixth problem.
就是有关于信主的人从死复活的问题。
And it discusses those who believed and how they resurrect.
所以第十五章的第三节说。
And so chapter 15 verse 3 says, For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
第四节。
Verse 4, that he was buried,that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
所以他先论到主耶稣基督，他为我们的罪死了，埋葬了，但是照着圣经所预言的第三天复活。
And Christ, he died for our sins and was raised up on the third day.
所以
according to the scriptures.
耶稣基督他是出熟的果子，他怎么样从死里复活改变成灵体，将来信主的人也要同样的从死里复活。
And he, at the same time, for the believers, that they will also be like Lord Jesus, raised from the dead at the last day.
所以在这第十五章里面特别强调，我们今天信主的人一定要有这个盼望。
And so emphasize that those who believe, we need to have this hope.
就是从死里复活，死亡不会是我们最大的敌人的。
That death is not our biggest enemy.
我们已经得胜死亡的。
We have overcome death.
所以第十五章的十九节就说，如果我们信耶稣，只在今生有指望，就比不信人还悲惨。
And so in verse 19 it says, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
好，这个就是第六个问题。到第七个问题就是第十六章第一节所提到的。
The seventh problem is discussed in chapter 16, verse 1. Verse 1, now about the collection for God's people. Do what I told the Galatian churches to do.
这就是论到捐款，就是论到救济圣徒的这个慈善的一些工作。
And so it talks about how we offer and how we collect money to help the needy.
那表示当时候其实各教会之间，他们真的是互相帮助，主内真的是一家人。
And so we can see that, they offer help to many different churches.
那所以我们就看到整个哥林多前书呢，他提出教会问题的一个，当时候有些纷争的现象，保罗责备他们，然后保罗也指导他们应该怎么处理教会这些罪的问题，
and so,
也回答他们当时候信仰的疑问。
And so Paul rebuked the problems that they have among their divisions and church, and also teach them on how to live their life based on the questions they have.
那我们看到，所以整个更多前书好像充满很多问题，教会很多问题。
So it seems like the church in Corinth, there are many different problems.
但是要解决这么多教会的问题，只有一个方法而已。
But in order to solve all these different problems in church, there is only one way.
这个方法就是保罗一直在强调的十字架的道理。
And this only way which Paul keep emphasize on is the word of the cross.
因为保罗他说他只传耶稣基督跟他钉十字架。
And because Paul only preach God's word and his cross.
我们现在请来看第一章的第十七节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 17.
十七节。
17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be empty of his power.
保罗他提到教会里面有纷争的时候，因为有人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，甚至我是属基督的。
And because of the division in church, some people say I belong to Paul, some people say I belong to Apollos, and some belongs to
Christ. 第十三节特别提到说，基督是分开的吗？保罗是为你们钉十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受洗吗？
And verse 13, he said, Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul?
所以为了要解决教会纷争的问题，保罗提出个问题，到底是谁为你们钉十字架？
So in order to solve the division, he asked, Who actually sacrificed on the cross for you?
所以他强调的是耶稣基督钉十字架的功用。
He emphasized the work that Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
所以第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2 says, For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
所以其实面对教会如果纷争结党，保罗 的 解决方法就是去想想看到底是 谁为我们钉了十字架。
So to solve the divisions in church, Paul want the members to think who actually sacrificed on the cross for us.
那到了第五章有关这个淫乱的问题的时候，
and as in chapter 5, as he discussed sexual immorality,
我们看第五章的第七节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 7. Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
这里提到主耶稣基督是那一头逾越节的羊羔。
Here it says Christ is this Passover lamb.
他已经为我们被杀献祭，已经呈现在神面前。
He was killed and sacrificed and presented in front of the Lord.
所以主耶稣基督他牺牲他的生命，我们今天才可以被救赎，才可以成为圣洁。
And so Lord Jesus was sacrificed so that we can be sanctified and be saved.
既然我们是已经是在基督里面成为一个无罪的新的团体的。
And since we have now become this sinless new group in the eyes of God.
那现在教会怎么可以再允许这些淫乱的事情发生？这个淫乱的像笑一样，会让整团发起来，再重新败坏的。
And how can the church still allow these sexual immorality as yeast and exist in the group?
所以为了要解决淫乱的问题，保罗 的目标也是要去看看耶稣基督钉十字架所带来的改变。
So in order to solve this problem, Paul want the members to also emphasize the transformation after the Lord was crucified.
那为了要解决有些信徒、哦、受这个外界环境的影响，倾向于放纵情欲，那认为很多罪都无所谓、啊、这个败坏的问题的，保罗也是强调十字架的道理。
And to solve the problems where the members would indulge on their lusts and their sins, just like the outside society, Paul also emphasized on the word of cross.
我们现在看六章第二十节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 20. Verse 20, you were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body.
是重价买，就是耶稣基督被钉十字架，这是主耶稣付上生命的代价，今天我们才可以从罪里面被救赎的。
Because we are bought at a price which Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross so that we can be sinners and be saved.
所以我们一定要常常去想，我们今天生命是主耶稣基督的。
Therefore, we need to often think that our life belongs to Lord Jesus.
我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
Our body is the temple of the Spirit.
我们的身体不是为了淫乱，而是为了要荣耀神的。
Our body is not to indulge in lust, but to glorify God.
哦，那接下去你看，为了要解决教会有些人因为放纵自己去吃既偶像之物而绊倒了软弱的弟兄这个问题。
And as we continue to read, some members, they become the stumbling block of the weak because they eat those food sacrificed to idols.
保罗所强调的也是，这些人要想想看，主耶稣基督钉十字架也是为那些软弱的弟兄献上他的生命的。
And Paul wants them to think that Lord Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is also for these weak.
我们现在看八章第十一节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 11.
读第十节十一节。
Let's read verse 10 and 11. For if anyone with a weak conscience see you, who have this knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what has been sacrificed to idols? 11. So this weak brother for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge.
12.
Verse 12. When you sin against your brothers in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
所以他特别提到说，主耶稣基督已经为我们舍命了。
And in here it emphasized that our Lord Jesus Christ have already died for us.
那我们可能怎么可以因为这个吃食物的问题让弟兄来沉沦，再次得罪基督呢？
And how can we allow other members to fall because of we eating the food sacrificed to idols?
这个也就是在强调这个十字架的主耶稣的牺牲。
This is also emphasizing on the sacrifice that Lord Jesus nailed on the cross.
那到了第十一章，有关于吃圣餐所造成的混乱的问题。
And in chapter 11, it discusses the.
就是当时候我们看第十一章的第二十四节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 24. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you, the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
哦，这个是主耶稣基督他为我们献上他的身体，他舍他的命。
And here, the Lord Jesus have offered his body and his life.
那这么一个主耶稣的他这个牺牲哦，有些人是把它当作平常的。
And because of Lord's sacrifice, yet some people think that they take it as granted.
看二十七节。
Let's read 27. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
要是有些人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯。
Some people they do not eat and drink the body of Lord according to the rule.
第二十九节，因为他们没有分辨这是主的身体。
And verse 29, for anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord.
那结果呢？他们就吃了自己的罪。
And they eat and drink a judgment on themselves.
所以当时候就有生病的，也有因为这样子而死亡的。
And that is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep
or died. 所以这个问题，你看保罗特别强调，主耶稣基督钉十字架，为我们献上他自己的身体，这样一个道理。
So through answering this question, Paul emphasized the word of God, where Lord Jesus died on the cross for us.
到第十五章，当时候有人被这个世界世俗的观念影响，认为没有复活的事。
In chapter 15, some people were influenced by the world culture that there is no resurrection.
我们看十五章的三十二节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 32. If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
你看这里，保罗特别提出当时候他们的 一些人的观念是说，啊，反正人死了就没有了，所以吃吃喝明天要死了，所以今朝有酒就今朝醉，有可以享受赶快享受。
So some people think that life doesn't really matter much, so we should just enjoy our life and drink if we can.
那第三十三节，
In verse 33,
请读三十三节。
Let's read verse 33. Do not be misled; bad company corrupts good character.
他特别提到说要谨慎我们的交友。他说，滥交是败坏善行的，表示有些人他们当时候的言论是在讲说啊，没有使人复活这个事情呢。
And so we need to be watchful on who we befriend with, because bad friends may discuss that there is no importance of resurrection.
就是说没有所谓的复活，所以呢，能吃吃喝无所谓，你身体再怎么样去犯罪，我也没有关系。
Since there is no resurrection, you can just eat and drink and be merry. It doesn't matter.
为了要解决这个错误的信仰的观念，你看保罗特别提出，从第三节、第四节我们读过的，主耶稣基督被钉十字架，第三天复活。
And so in order to solve this issue, Paul discussed in verse 3 and 4, where we have read before, that Christ had died on the cross and raised up on the third day.
我们就看到从第一章一直到最后，我们都看到保罗他很强调主耶稣基督被钉十字架这个事实。
So from chapter 1 all the way to the end of chapter, we can see that Paul emphasized on the fact of Lord Jesus died on the cross.
所以十字架的道理其实是神的大能。
So the word of the Christ is the big miracle of God.
我们请看第一章的第十八节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 18.
一章十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness for those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
从哥林多前书我们可以看出哦，世界上有两种人呢。
And from the First Corinthians, we can see that in this world there are two type of people.
一种叫做灭亡的人。
One type is the people who are perishing.
灭亡的人就是把十字架道理当作愚拙的。
And these people are thinks that the word of cross is foolish.
那第二种人叫做得救的人。
And the second type of people is those people are saved.
那所谓的得救，就是会看到十字架的道理是神的大能，是神的智慧。
Because they see that the word of cross is the power of God, is the wisdom of God.
我们今天是得救的人。
Today we are a people who are saved.
我们一定要去明白这个十字架的道理。
We need to understand the word of Christ, the cross.
让十字架成为我们的荣耀。
So that this cross can be our glory.
因为到第一章的第三十节
Let's read chapter 1 verse 30.
请读第三十节。
Chapter 1 verse 30. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
三十一节。
Verse 31. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the word.
这里特别提到说，如果是夸口，就是觉得有荣耀的，要指着主而觉得有荣耀。所谓的夸口，其实就是荣耀的意思。
And that in here it says that boast to boast in the Lord, boast means to have glory.
我们会觉得 耶稣基督是我们的智慧，是我们的义，是我们的圣洁，我们的救赎。
We would think that Christ Jesus is our righteousness, our holiness, and our redemption.
所以我们的生命基本上就是属耶稣的。
And so our life, in essence, belongs to Lord Jesus.
有主耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎，才有我们今天这个全新的生命。
Because of the sacrifice that Jesus died on the cross, so today we have this life.
所以用这样一个十字架的道理，事实上保罗把整个哥林多前书都把它连串起来。
So from this word of the cross, Paul is able to connect all chapters.
我们在下一次再继续来谈这个十字架的道理。
So this we will also discuss this word of cross in the next.
我们今天晚上查考到这里。
We will end our passage today here.
一起来唱诗。